Good afternoon. Am I speaking with Mr. Flatty?
Dear Flatty, I've got a question for you. I have a little problem.
Dear Flubber and Robin Williams, how do you guys feel about the fast-growing number of men that pee sitting down? I do, but that's because I have a micro penis that is hard to aim. Yours truly, the honest man. I wonder if that's the same guy that sang the song for us.
Oh, that would be awesome. So he said, how do you feel about the growing number of men peeing sitting down? And then he said, I do. Do you, feel about them? That was just a weird way to phrase it.
Okay. Anybody that takes time out of their day to ask that question to a couple strangers, they're going to get their punctuation wrong. It's a given.
Do you?
Okay. I don't believe that there's a growing number of men that pee sitting down.
Really?
I think that this is a straw man. Is that right? Did I get that right?
I don't know. You can pee on a straw man if you want.
No, isn't that the right thing? Like something, an argument built off of false context. False.
Yeah. Usually you start with your premise. This is what I believe. And then you build your argument from there. You know, you're arguing against something that somebody didn't really ever even say.
Or that's not fact.
Yeah. It's not fact.
Like you constantly talk about the benefits of peeing sitting down.
Yeah. It's good for your prostate or something. Is it bad for your prostate? Can you prove it?
Okay. When is the last time you peed sitting down?
Today, when I was taking a shit.
No, that don't count.
I'm not going to stand up.
I'm a man, damn it.
Stand up mid-shit. Slang that shit all over the place.
So when I used to go to my grandma's house, it's so fucking weird. That's why I'm so fucked up in the head. Okay. She would say things like, men sit to pee. A good man sits to pee. Because men who stand to pee get piss on the, she didn't say piss, but get urine on the toilet for their wives to clean up. So a good man will sit to pee so the wife don't have anything to clean up. But then she would make me and my cousin take a fucking bath together.
Awesome. You gotta save water. So the only two options is either sit to pee or make your wife clean up your piss. Like, there's no other options. You're an asshole. Wow. All right. So do you think that this guy really has a micro penis? Do you think somebody with a micro penis is that like flippant about it?
Well, anonymous. Wouldn't you be?
What if somebody found out? What if we backtraced his IP?
So that's what sucks about me is that I don't have a micro penis, but I don't have a big dick. Uh-huh. So like, what am I supposed to do with that? Like, it's just a regular dick.
Just a regular dick. I don't know.
Wait a minute. Hold on. How big does a dick have to be before it's considered a micro penis, or how small?
I think if it doesn't extend past your ball sack, right?
When it's hard or soft?
Hard.
Oh, okay. I'm good.
Awesome. You have a micro penis XL.
I have a mega penis.
Mega penis.
Oh, so it'd be a macro penis, right?
Yeah. Yeah, you have a macro penis. That's like the really, really small one, right?
No, macro is bigger than micro.
Micro. What's bigger than macro? Mega?
Micro? Super ultra mega.
Scented.
Magnum.
Magnum. All right. So are we really just doing a show where we just talk about our size of our dick? That was like the one thing in my head. Like, I don't want to do a show where I just sit and talk about how big or small my dick is. That's stupid. Let's never do that again. How big's your dick?
Macro.